the best youth station in the Bay. Mativa's Radio.
Shop love for my gang, how's it going? This is the Mativa's Radio podcast. And you are listening to the Diva Drive, where we connect, inform, and engage. Not only me, with Meeves, the lady with the good hair.
Exactly.
We will be a host for the show.
We are very excited.
There's a lot to come. There's a lot we are about to unpack.
I'm telling you.
There's a lot. Okay, so we have our scoop of the day, right? Mm-hmm. Where we are informing you about what's trending, making headlines mm-hmm. in and out of the country.
Yes.
I mean, your galas.
Your Met Gala was yesterday, my babe.
Yes. And that is a very interesting one. Let's start with that one.
Listen.
Let's
unpack. People are upset with Tyler's look.
Why, though?
People are saying that her pre-Met Gala look, which was the tiger print, huge hat, was more, dare I say, artistic and out of the box compared to the dress that she wore, which was like white with black stripes. They're saying that that was simplistic compared to what she normally does.
But for me, in my opinion,
all right,
I feel like anyone could wear whatever they want to wear.
Exactly what
whatever
I was saying.
Whatever that you feel like you want to wear, you should wear it. At the end of the day, it's your body, your rules, and everything.
Exactly.
So I don't know what's the fuss about.
She was on theme as well.
Exactly. But nonetheless, must head to a black carpet glam.
All right.
I really want us to talk about the 2025 Metro FM Music Awards.
Okay.
The fashion stakes are high, were sky high, in fact, on the black carpet of the 2025 Metro FM Music Awards. And Mzansi stars did not disappoint.
Listen.
Do you think they did disappoint, or they did disappoint?
Listen, here's my opinion. Here's my opinion.
Yes, only yours.
All right. We had a few highlights.
Right.
Your Lamis.
Your Loot Love.
Uzanele Potelwa as well.
Yes.
I loved her look with the headpiece, but there were a couple of disappointments.
Which didn't follow the theme.
Langamavus.
The Skim Sam girl. I don't know the name, but informally known as Untswaki. That was a kind of off, not on the theme.
Listen.
She could have done better.
It was giving sheen.
Yeah, it's giving sheen.
Yes.
Definitely, because it was a see-through dress. So
it's
definitely giving sheen.
Mm.
That's the sheen kind of vibe.
Yes.
And the other guy from Skim Sam as well, he wore pants.
Black
and
pants.
A shirt. And that was it.
Disappointing.
Come on now.
I'm so let down.
The awards that we're speaking about.
Exactly.
You're going to appear on the red carpet.
Exactly.
Be serious.
You are.
But nonetheless, man, I'd say they inspired bold interpretations from striking headpieces to gowns with dramatic silhouettes.
Yes.
While there's often debates over whether South African celebs measure up to the flamboyant flair of Nigerian fashion, just to stop there, do we match the Nigerian flamboyant?
No.
No. No, we don't.
And we have to be real.
Yes. We have never, and we don't.
Exactly.
The Nigerians always eat.
Listen, they're tailors.
Be it Netflix shows, be it Showmax thingies.
And the wigs.
For instance, the Bridgerton. The Bridgerton. They ate at the Bridgerton last year.
They ate down,
Kesana.
Chomi.
They ate.
Their tailors are just perfect. And you know what? We'll never measure up to that, and it's fine.
But we can try. I believe we can try.
We can try. Okay, listen.
I can't hear you, Luzama.
Did you see Rory Sang's look? The purple dress.
I don't like the hip part.
I'm going to punch you because that was the
thing.
The
statement.
Exactly.
But I love the purple, though.
The purple was amazing.
I love the purple. And it suits her color.
Exactly.
The wig. It's giving. Even the purses, it is giving. I have to agree with you.
Exactly.
It is giving.
Exactly.
But my standout was the vocalist, Babalo M.
Okay.
Who stepped out in a pink two-piece couture.
And it was
and
beautiful.
And symbol by design by Rati. Mm. The top adorned with roses symbolized self-love. Ooh. A moment of giving herself her flowers. And indeed, she is the best amapiano vocalist
exactly.
that we have ever had.
Exactly.
The best female, even though there are others, but she's currently ranking the best female amapiano female artist.
And she is.
She definitely is.
Listen to her and Kelvin. They are up there.
I love it.
They are up there.
They're really up there, man.
And her dress was amazing.
Definitely. I loved the dress.
It was so beautiful. Oh my goodness.
Definitely was.
Oh my goodness.
It was ensembling. It was. But nonetheless, Rati also dressed media personality Roger Sang Tendikiso.
The purple dress we
whom
were talking
we just
about.
Spoke about.
Exactly. Where so you that, said you don't like the hip piece.
That is Rati's design. I just don't like the hip part. Listen. Not all of it, just the hip part. But it was a great design.
It was a great design.
Great texture and everything. Yeah, Rory stepped out of her comfort zone, I believe.
She did.
And she nailed it. I certainly believe that she nailed it.
Exactly.
Back to Lamise. Lamise wore a black dress.
Beautiful.
Beautiful black dress.
It was and it hugged her body.
It was a high drama in a black velvet gown by Q Money.
Wow.
Q Money nailed it. They detailed with striking 3D floral embellishments. She walked the carpet with her designer, Okwinks Ngomane.
Wow.
They outdid themselves.
They
I have
really
to
did.
Give it to them.
Chonga, the hair finished the look. Not gonna lie.
Everything.
Yes, it
from
made
head
sense.
To toe, it made sense.
It made sense.
It definitely made sense, man. But coming to Uscoop Makatini and Ulut Love, they definitely brought style and substance.
Oh, yes.
Uscoop embraced his roots in a traditional Xhosa ensemble.
And I loved it.
I loved it too.
Listen, being Xhosa is such a flex right now.
Every day.
Every day.
Waking up Xhosa. Waking up Xhosa and Jay is such a big flex.
Exactly.
Can't tell me otherwise.
Oh my goodness.
But nonetheless, Ulut Love turned heads in a bridal inspired white gown by Sicalo, paired with an extravagant headpiece by Joe's East, accessories by Z, and iced out in Swarovski jewelry.
Wow. Jonga, you can tell how expensive it was.
The names. Yo. The designers.
Yo.
Something that you can never afford in the next 5 years.
Listen.
But nonetheless, she looked gorgeous. I loved the look. Everything was stunning. People were gorgeous, man.
They
were. We have to give it to them. As much as we can never match the Nigerian tailorship, but they kind of outdid themselves.
They did outdo themselves. I'm not going
to
lie.
They did outdo themselves compared to what we usually see.
Exactly.
I want us to unpack the real deal.
All right.
Which is Umseleko.
Listen.
I want us to touch on Umseleko.
That man is a villain. I don't care who says what.
It's the fact that all the time I thought, ngabo bayamchukumeza. He's trying to bring his family together, but the wives are not cooperating with him.
Hey.
That was my opinion. But having to see the season, it's season 8, right? Having to see the season, I think he deserves whatever is coming his way.
Exactly. This past episode, I'm upset.
Mayeni is my spirit animal.
Yes.
She's definitely my spirit animal.
Yes.
The statement where she said, we puto abantu, puto abantu. I was like,
puto abantu.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. It literally got there now. She's literally calling him uputo abantu. Yet they were so loving ababantu. Coming to, having to see the last episode.
Yes.
They were so loving and it was a warm family where they were together.
Exactly.
Even though Mrs. Tenjini, it is bound that they have misunderstandings here and there.
Yeah.
But they were together. They were family. But now that is, it's dissembling, if I can say that.
It is dissembling.
They're no longer that close. Each one is doing her own thing.
Exactly.
Abanye ba delusional.
Manju sne sandle mlomeni.
Yes, Umayeni sorted her. Umayeni ate usne up.
I'm telling
you. She definitely ate her up. And I think she did right. She reprimanded her as a child.
She did.
And usne needs to be put in her place.
She does.
Because she definitely believes that the world revolves around her. And everyone owes her something. She's entitled. It's entitlement.
It is entitlement. Mtasekhaya, she dissed igrocery ebeyithengelwe.
Uthi zi 5 kg.
5 kg.
Girl, no one owes you anything.
Exactly,
you are a grown up. You are a grown up to begin with.
Exactly.
You're not working. You didn't finish school. You are giving birth.
Okay.
Be serious.
Aye.
What do you have to your name?
Nothing.
Like, I want to go tell your name is attached to a degree.
Exactly.
And now, people are pretending her. Aye. They are not pretending her. They focused on school. It's not that they are making themselves better than her.
Mm.
They are focusing on school. They want to end better their lives.
Exactly.
And what is she doing?
She needs to want better for herself.
I think a little self-introspection. Little nyana, just to step back and look about ufunandoni. What does she want?
Exactly.
She's literally not doing anything with her life.
Mara, listen. As much as we love how vocal Umayeni was.
Yes.
Umakumalo, silence. Kutwa uyi failure. Radio silent.
That statement. I think Umosa disrespects those wives.
Yes. Each and every one of them.
I think some of us, as South Africans, sibone late into about we have a disrespect.
Definitely.
And I'm one of those people that saw it at a later stage that this is actually disrespect. This is utter disrespect.
Yeah.
He literally silenced Umakumalo.
Exactly.
Ati, he has nothing to offer. Oko afika pa, she has nothing to offer. What she came here for, she failed to do it.
Manje, uti. The financial support that she's been offering the family and himself all this time meant nothing, first of all. And second of all, she's famous due to his surname. What does that even mean?
Please, umayeni unemali yakhe.
Exactly.
And can we please circle back to the time when he was in hospital? Yakumla, there was no money for the bill.
Yeah.
There was no medical aid. They had to ubaba kupe ishe. People were taking out their savings.
Umakumalo,
I think she gave out the most money, Payana.
Exactly.
I think it was 100K, if I'm not mistaken.
Manje, all in vain.
I think Umusa secretly hates Umakumalo,
he
to
does.
Be honest. He does. Ayiko kaloku ndenjeni?
Ayiko mntasekhaya. He said that she's not, quote-unquote, protecting the family by
how
not
so?
Bearing a child. Without knowing medical reason. Aye, mntasekhaya.
And it could be that they are not matching. Not that Umakumalo doesn't know or cannot bear children.
Yeah.
It could be that their DNAs are not matching.
Exactly.
When I'm going to, if ever Umakumalo would step out of the marriage,
People are saying that, Mdazakai.
It's a lot, man. It's a lot.
A lot to unpack.
It was such a stunt, I believe. It was really a stunt.
Mdazakai, wa adresa inanana to Kalen.
Bengekonid.
He's just telling us ukuthi masicinge njani.
Do you think his marriage with Usamke will last?
Listen.
Okay. Let's just.
All right.
Masithethele phansi. Do you think Usamke is there for love?
Okay.
Or is she there for the money that she believes is there? Which it seems like there's no money anymore. The fact that Biliyake is pelele, kwakunyenzeleka ukuba isplito in half.
Exactly.
It means that the money is no longer there. It might be there, but it's a funny nasekaleni. So do you think is she there for the money or love?
My opinion.
Opinion,
alleged.
Yes. Allegedly.
Listen. She's there for a Benz and for a couple of bucks. She is too young for that man. And too young to, like, get into a family of that caliber.
I mean, ulingana nabantwana bapha to begin with.
Exactly.
Did she see her true love, a soulmate? But how do you see a soulmate kumdu onabafazi abayifor already?
Questionable
behavior.
I'm Dazakai. He's even getting sicker and sicker every day.
Exactly.
I don't understand why she's still there.
I don't understand. She's in it for the bucks as well.
Do you think she's there for a Benz?
Yeah, she thought that since Naye ekhona ngoku they might buy her a Benz, but that was then
before they
split hospital bills.
Shucks.
The money was there back
Oh
then,
my goodness.
But it doesn't seem like that now. Allegedly though.
I'm not
saying anything. I'm just speaking my honest opinion.
I'm just a kaya. La family.
Kuningi. And it keeps getting kuningi. What about Umangwabe? What happened to that?
I have no idea.
Ne?
Has no she lived? Idea.
Or she's I don't think still she's there. Lived.
Unless we see it in future episodes.
Yeah.
I will be looking closely at that.
I also checked her Instagram. Mm. There's nothing there. But I thought she has already left because the way she always speaks.
Yeah.
The it way the things that she says, leaving. Exactly. The things that she says about Umseleko and her marriage, I believe that she's ready to leave. So I thought she would have left by now. It's surprising that usekhona.
It would be a good thing if she left, for real.
Exactly.
All this drama is just unnecessary.
They can just divorce.
Exactly, once.
And I so wish, I want, what I want, ne? Tetanga, I'm up.
You're right.
I want Umakhumalo to divorce Umseleko, man.
Yes. Oh my goodness. She can stand on her own.
Exactly. She's everything.
Exactly.
She has her own money.
Mm.
And Tifunu Tetanga is close. Amadoda, our funu got great.
Clint.
Our funu got great, Amadod.
Clint does a guy.
Because clearly that's jealousy.
Unamonumusa. Why is Outiba Wensi Wai sending me again?
Exactly.
She has a brand. Exactly. I'm does a guy. Mona.
Her face is everything.
Exactly.
Her face is money.
I'm telling you. Millions.
Okay.
That's
jealousy.
That is jealousy. I'm telling you. She needs to leave. Run exactly. away.
But nonetheless, let's get to the drive spotlight.
All right. Who's the spotlight on?
Ritabile Khumalo.
Oh. Usiska Umlila.
Yeah.
Hello.
And we know her about Umlilo
exactly.
and Gilo Gilo. Her
exactly.
hits. Those were the hits in the times.
Yes.
Of which she turns her grief into greatness.
Mm.
How does she do so? From tragedy to triumph, singer and entrepreneur Ritabile Khumalo has officially launched her first mobile burger kitchen.
The video. Oh, wow. Looked beautiful.
Really?
The burgers looked juicy and amazing.
I haven't seen it so far.
Dostakaya, Instagram now.
Let me check.
Listen.
Let me check.
The burgers look amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to taste. And apparently, her burger business is inclusive. So they have options for meat lovers and vegan options.
That's lovely because you hardly get such.
Exactly.
You hardly get such.
You hardly get inclusivity in Dazaga.
I love it for her, Mna.
Same.
Like, she's not feeling sorry for herself, grieving, staying in that grieving moment.
Exactly.
She's putting herself out there now.
Exactly.
Yes, she'll always grieve, but nonetheless, she has to be out there yet again and do great things.
Exactly. And she's doing this for her mother.
I'm happy for her, man.
Same.
And she's working solo. She's managing it all, keeping orders flowing and making flavors on point. She caters to meat lovers, vegetarians, just like you said. And has big plans to expand into gastro malls across the country. Across the country. I love that.
Stronger.
GQ.
It must come
GQ,
to
GQ, are we in the list?
We
are
must
we
be.
In the list, GQ?
We must
I, so,
be,
I hope so.
We definitely are.
I hope so because it says across the country. So I definitely hope so that we're one of the people that will be included.
That's okay, yeah.
I love it, man.
Apparently, it was a dream that she shared with her mother.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope it just does well so that, you know, her mother can look down on her and she can be proud, man.
Exactly.
Naye azive.
And
you know,
Bebevana no mamake.
I saw a painful video of her crying.
Yeah, I also saw that on TikTok.
That was absolutely heartbreaking.
But nonetheless, she shared a message. It's a gassy girl like me can do more.
Aww, that's adorable.
Kudos to her, man. Kudos. It's good to see young people doing more for themselves.
Exactly. And she's empowering future generations.
Exactly. Future entrepreneurs. I like it. Such a great initiative.
Manje City singer, songwriter. Entrepreneur.
Yes, definitely.
Hi, bo.
All.
Jonga,
zonke kuye.
Zonke bonke sana.
I love it for her, man.
I read her.
Woman empowerment. Woman amanza.
I love it. Oh my goodness, I love it.
I love it too.
Yo, son. Let me see.
But nonetheless, we have a question.
All right.
On our diva convo.
Don't scare me now.
So I have a question for you, Lady Mivs.
Okay, don't scare me.
We are asking, what's one thing you tell your younger self after this week?
Oh, shiva me timbers. Okay, I have a lot of things that I would tell my younger self.
Exactly.
For example, run away from those men.
Ah. Oh, please.
Run away.
Run faster as you could.
Run, my babe. If he speaks closer, run the other way.
He drives his mom's car. Run.
If he has a female bestie, run.
He went to an all-boys school. Run, please. If he's from Eastern Cape,
run. I'm telling you.
He plays rugby.
Run.
There's nothing.
If he has
good.
That Model C accent, opposite direction.
His name is Lucanio, but you can call me Luke.
Run away. Luke is danger. Dangerous Luke. I'm telling you.
My name is Luke. The Oaks call me Luke. I'm Lucanio. But you can call me Luke.
I've seen so many of those on TikTok. It's the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It never runs out, man. It's never literally runs the funniest out. Each and every time.
Exactly. No, but in all seriousness, what advice would I give my younger self after this week? Okay, yeah. What kind of week has this been, first of all? It's been a busy week.
Yeah, it is.
I still have an assignment to do due today. Ha!
Ma'am, how far
I'm telling
are
you? I've started.
Okay.
That's great. And I have a lot of things that I know I'm going to write down. So that's greater.
Yeah.
But like, I still haven't done it, so yeah.
But at least you know where you stand.
Exactly.
For me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm writing on Wednesday. Wednesday is tomorrow.
Oh, shucks.
I'm writing twice on Friday.
Shucks.
I'm submitting a handwritten assignment on Friday.
Oh, no.
I'm writing on Saturday.
Oh, no.
How's that? But we're here chilling.
We're chilling.
Maspalin.
Does it?
Because it's our team.
Manje, what would you say to your younger self after such a busy week? You know,
keep going, man, because what else? Keep going. We have no other choice. We have to keep going.
Exactly.
We have to fulfill those goals and purposes.
Exactly.
That's all.
Mm.
Yeah, we have to be there.
Be present.
Be out there.
What advice would I give my younger self? Currently, I'm going through a tough time friendship-wise, you know. There's someone that I'm cutting off from my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what I would tell my younger self is to just be vigilant with the kind of people that I put in my circle.
Yeah.
The kind of people that I tell my business to. Be careful of those people, you know. And just choose wisely, and in your choosing, involve God so that you don't make reckless decisions.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Yes, speaking about friendships, I've recently realized that one of my friends, I don't know how you call it in English because I don't want to put it in a rude word.
Okay.
But closer would work. We are Ndinova.
Ah.
We are Ndinova. In English, that's a parasite. We are Ndinova.
Shucks.
Honestly, I'm always the one putting in effort years and years. I'm doing. I'm always putting everything for the both of us.
Mm.
But what do I receive?
Nothing.
Yes, I'm not expecting anything.
Mm.
I do it out of love and out of the goodness of my heart.
Yeah.
But at least a little appreciation of my effort and love.
Monitoring spirits.
Please.
I'm telling you.
Uyi monitoring spirit.
Trabazism does.
That's what I've realized.
If they don't pour into you as much as you pour into them, and that doesn't bother them, that's a problem, does it guy?
And in a friendship or any other type of relationship, you have to water one another.
Exactly my point.
Because now, when you're watering another person, your water is going to run out because no one is watering you.
Exactly my point. Manje yena kadliwa yi nix.
Like, come on now.
I am gobsmacked.
I cannot tick, but okay, now I can do this much. I'm not expecting anything much. Just to make it seem like you see my efforts. You see that I'm trying.
Mm.
This is a friendship, for goodness sake.
Exactly.
It's a 50-50 thing.
Dazakaya, let me tell you something. You need to cut that person off.
Yeah, I've distanced myself.
As soon as possible. Otherwise, you will have the loneliest days. God, to nature is means.
Yeah, and I've seen that. I've also looked. I think I overlooked it for a long time that actually, Mnana Yasizo Chomi were just acquaintances. Mm. People that help each other when we need help.
Oh, I get you.
No, all along I thought we're friends. But actually we're not.
Oh, no.
She has friends that she goes out with. I saw a post on Facebook.
Okay.
Eti, ichomi yakho inechomi zazo ehamba nazo it dates and take content with, go out, dress nicely and everything. When ichomi ye favors. Coming to think of it, mnandi lo chomi ye favor.
Better lo mntu.
I'm always asked favors. I'm never there in the dates. I'm never being asked out, or do you want to do this?
Yeah.
I always suggest things. Atiena, no, I'm busy.
Is she in the Bay?
Yeah, she's in the Bay. She is in the university.
Give me her details that I can go.
Please, ma'am. Please, ma'am. I'm definitely sharing
that
name.
I have a question. How do you feel about those people who have friends that they put in categories? Like you said, ichomi zophuma.
Yes.
Others are for studying. Others are for public reasons and social media because they're pretty. Others are for when you need help. How do you feel about those people with friend categories?
I say that's not a nice thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you are draining people's energies.
Yes.
People will have mixed feelings about such. Because mnango kunza kingbandi ichomi yako.
Yeah.
Dingu besti wako like 9-9. We do everything together.
Yeah.
Kantimna, I'm just your steady buddy.
Yo.
Imagine how would I feel now that I found out this is study buddy sako. Kanti all along I thought when I was single 9-9 in binge.
Shucks.
You see? So I don't recommend that and I don't like it. I don't do it. But to people that do it, maybe it works for them, but I don't like it. And especially the being friends with someone that is in the public figure.
Yeah.
Obviously you're not friends with them because you genuinely want to be friends with them. Or you chomi nabo because ngala fame.
Exactly.
You see how wrong that
is. Those kind of people.
We are born, we are move on, yumda.
Except parasite.
Parasite.
There's nothing rude about that.
Uyiyo, we are move on, yumda. Yes, please.
Uyilich.
I love the word uyilich.
Uyiyo, dasaka.
Yes.
Nakaxelelwe futhi. Please.
It's sad that I don't know how to be confrontational. I don't like confrontation.
I get you.
So it's having to sit down with a person and talk out how I feel. It doesn't work for me.
So
I rather distance my... Yes, please. Call me
goodness.
That. Call me that. The ghost I bang at his zange. And the puma go and the coming out in the sister session.
Yes.
Please.
Utipu unga pinu mwanagani.
No, one pinu mwanagani.
Siafanamos.
One kangalung love.
Siafaner.
Definitely.
Block ones.
Yes.
And they will feel your presence not being there.
Because if you don't block the person, as much as I don't block people,
yeah.
If you don't block the person, you're finding out you're monitoring spirit.
Exactly.
Because why are you still in her contact list? Meanwhile, awusazi moni naye oloshobo.
Exactly.
Why are you still there?
I'm just like, I cut them off.
Yes, please.
Cut them
they
all
definitely
off.
Need to be cut off. And I'm cutting off the friend that I'm talking about.
Her.
I don't want anything that has to do with her.
I've also blocked the lady.
Yes, please.
So proud of myself.
It's
because
all about
I
peace now. We are prioritizing our peace and energy.
Exactly.
In
okay.
everything. I mean, we're already dealing with a lot. It's a lot.
And we are approaching exam season. We don't need those kinds
and
of friendships.
And we're having to keep up with South African affairs. Oh, why? It's a lot.
I'm telling you.
It's a lot.
Much.
Having
they're
to keep
much.
Up with GBV cases.
Oh, listen.
The economy, the VAT, the everything.
I'm upset with the Cwecwe case because nothing's being said.
Kuthulekile.
Like, everyone was being like, oh, protest.
And I'm upset with every official that is out there because
exactly.
they are within their power to make this the biggest thing.
Exactly.
Bayenze in South Africa ime kujongwe kuyo because funeke kujongwe kuyo. This is a 7-year-old.
Exactly.
What do you mean, akho evidence, akho niks?
All right. Kuthiwa amapolisa avase ibhrugu yakhe mntana.
I saw that.
Allegedly.
I saw
but
that.
But kuthuma umakacwecwe.
Ewe.
And it's honestly disgusting. I don't even want to think about it.
But ebantwini, how does your mind operate? What if this was your child? Or is it because ucwecwe is not their child?
Yo. Listen, that
because this is a serious case. Like, it's a serious matter. Everybody needs to be hands-on.
Exactly.
If they cannot be hands-on on this one, then clearly nezinye zizawu disappear.
Exactly my issue. Manje, I don't know how I feel about the celebrities and everyone who's just turning a blind eye to this.
Especially people from the Eastern Cape. No one
exactly.
is advocating for it.
Exactly.
And I expected more from people in the Eastern Cape because yenzeke apha lento
and singaba lapha.
And Tina, as individuals, basic individuals, we don't have the power to put it out there. But there are people, there are celebrities, there are artists apha, eziphuma apha, they could voice it out and put it out there. Izoba into serious lena.
Benze next.
We have the premiere app. I'm so upset again. He's so quiet.
All right, Mdazeke.
And he's always been quiet. Anything that happens here, you know, Eastern Cape is such a joke.
Mdazeke, kaba bebeliliza kupuma la pasta. Bebeliliza la pabesite makabiyene kontwini.
And apparently, bekukho into ba he's going to have a tour in East London. And people cancel it, but by phone, akazuyenza londo pan.
Good.
I'm so glad. I hope they cancelled it because nama di phone.
Hai, nama nao ya Mdazeke.
If and there were women, pana. There were rejoicing. There were women, pana.
Mama.
But yet there are many charges that that person was facing.
Okay.
How does he go out free?
I have no idea. Bekuthwe ke mna ke, to my knowledge, ba uza ukhutshwa apha South Africa.
Please, makahambe.
He's still here.
Jani.
But at least the municipality has stopped him from using their buildings for church.
Mm-hmm.
That's a step forward.
Yeah.
What next?
But still, angazenzela la tata. He managed to get out after so long.
Yeah.
Of which anboni kwa into bimkhupha mna.
Bekufana ba
uyagwetwa iphele into bithethwa ngayo.
Exactly.
Why
I feel bad
out
for the victims.
Exactly.
Hayi, Mdazekhaya, Eastern Cape. When are the next elections? When are we voting? I need to vote again.
What year is this? 2020, we voted last year, right?
We voted last year.
24, 25, 26, 27. I think we're voting again in 2027, right?
2027 must kauleza.
Please.
I need to vote fast.
Yes.
I'm voting for, let me not disclose.
Yeah, let's not disclose.
But,
let's not disclose.
Definitely not the green, you know.
Please, the black.
Please. No.
We've saw how quiet you guys are about the Gqeqe situation.
We are, thanks.
So, Nati, we are stepping down.
We are, thanks. Thank you.
We are stepping down. Yazi, talking about this green and black and yellow party.
Yes.
And it's the ruling party up at Eastern Cape.
Yes.
It always is. Always
upsets
been.
Me so much.
Edujwa, people were creating a bridge.
I saw. And they each paid.
And Bati, they paid E250 for Babatengeza's den ukwenzela bridge. How do they feel about that? It be conscious.
You know,
but abantu kude caba ba bas build yali bridge ngez dena, they have to bakupe E250. But yet there are government officials that are given tenders to do that whole thing.
Exactly. I'm Dazakaya. You know what? Each person okupe imali must know that, okay, manje imali amisebenzile. What must I vote for next time?
Exactly. Please, kusetyenzwe ingqondo kule game.
Eh, well, please.
And funi basisebenzise, okay, it did this. That party, anyway, funi ubiza ngegama, it did this in 1990 something.
Doesn't count.
Let's look at the current affairs and then we vote ke ngoku.
Exactly.
Please. Makuvote ngengqondo ngoku.
Sana.
And if you could keep up with South African affairs, uzoba nomsindo imini yonke.
I'm telling you.
Look at it now.
Ay, you are.
Like, it literally ruins your day.
Honestly,
it
sometimes
literally
I can't even read the news anymore. I just have to close my phone and just push it away.
I don't even want to watch the news.
It's like kind of depressing.
Home, I don't watch the news.
Depressing.
I'll pass, thank you.
I'll pass, thank you.
Even on TikTok, when I see that, okay, they're debating about this, I just like, okay,
pass,
next time. Next time.
I pass. Son.
I just want to keep up with affairs that are energizing, conducive,
yes,
man.
We need more good news in the country.
Yeah.
We need more good news.
We've been facing a lot ever since this year started. And let me ask.
All right.
Why are you vetting oku kuthiwa ibuyiselwe kunomo? Ibinyusa indoni kwasekuqaleni.
And yes, Mdazekhaya. And ke oku MTN ebesele is new celebrations.
You see?
So, where's my money? Where's my money?
Sicela buye.
Exactly.
Yes, this is Kriki Nyani. Bubutsotsi.
Bubutsotsi, Mdazekhaya. I was so scared because I grocery already. It's shaky.
Can we talk about the price of potatoes? Can we talk about the price of potatoes? Never mind the oil. Sesiqhelile ngokuba it's that expensive.
Ndizikhaya.
But when did potatoes become this expensive?
Your potatoes, your eggs, your what else?
Mushrooms. I love mushrooms.
Anyway.
The price, it keeps going up and up and up.
At least I don't like mushrooms.
I like them.
But fruits, vegetables, like things that are actually good for your body.
Vegetables.
Exactly.
It's expensive.
You are, I'm just like,
mm-mm. It's oil. It's expensive.
Expensive. I'm just okay. You must take back.
I think the most expensive place up in South Africa is garage. Any garage.
Yes.
Any definitely. Garage.
You'll find that mhlambi chocolates that you'd find for like 15 rands at Checkers. 100 rand a garage.
Yes.
100 rand.
Garage is made expensive.
Very expensive.
1.5 liter, it's nearly 30 rands. It's 28 rands.
But listen, they know that they are the last option.
Yes.
Especially at night.
You know, Galogo, at night we are coming out of our places.
Exactly.
And we are a bit
coming
like
from
that.
Grovnyana.
We are a bit tipsy. Now we need that food and
exactly.
those drinks.
Checkers is closed at 8.
Yes. They close at 7.
Manje, you have see? Nowhere to go.
Garage is garage. Expensive, man.
Then there, it's 100 rand.
Gadura, garage.
Gadura, there's a guy.
It's mad expensive.
But their food slaps.
Especially
not
when
lie.
You're tipsy.
Yes.
The pies. It slaps.
The pies, the burgers.
The wings.
That's okay. It slaps. I'm not going to lie.
It definitely does.
It definitely does.
And you're in that mood.
And it satisfies your hunger.
Yes. And we are going to see.
I'm telling you. It goes down so easy.
Yeah.
I'm just okay. Best food there. At that time.
But we are complaining about the prices.
Yes, definitely.
Take notes. Garages, take notes.
Take notes.
Take
just
notes,
reduce
please,
them
man.
A notch, you know?
Let's get into the plugs, though.
Okay.
The Qebeho plugs.
Oh.
Plugs of the bay, the windy city.
All right.
Baikele.
What's like a nice restaurant place that you've been to recently? I need options because mna it Qebeho diyazinge nanda uyotya.
Okay, let me tell you, there's a place called the Lemon Tree. In Lemon Tree, it's they sell things, they sell everything, to
all
sculptures,
right.
mirrors, everything.
Okay.
It's all everything vintage.
Mm.
There's a restaurant there, Pangemva.
Okay.
I forgot the name.
Shucks.
They sell the best desserts, the best schnitzels that you could ever find.
I need to go, Mas.
The aesthetics
yeah.
there. I'm telling you, Tiger's Milk.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, Aroma, just in Greenacres.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Mirak. I think it's Mirak. Oh, another place that I want to try out.
Okay.
If you're listening, do go to number 5 Menties.
Ooh.
It's in Summer Strand.
I've seen that on
Check
TikTok.
Check it out on TikTok.
Ooh.
Man, I want to go there.
Shucks.
I want to go there. And a place called Three Sages.
Mm.
They recently opened. The aesthetics, the flowers, the vases, the tables, the stairs, the everything.
As a TikTok content creator, I need to go there.
Please visit the places.
Definitely need
to. Please visit. Have you been to Iza?
Never been.
By the way, if you don't know, we have a new club/restaurant that has
place.
Opened in Qebeho. It's called Iza.
All right.
If you've never been there, check it out. It's giving Cape Town. It's giving
All
a yep
right.
yep. It's giving a yep yep Cape Town. It's giving Saint.
Mm.
Everything Cape Town. Such a nice spot, man.
Such a nice spot.
Really,
I
really.
Saw where it's situated. Very nice.
Glenda.
Ocean breeze in
Glenda,
your face.
I've been a Cubana. It's now called Iza.
All right.
I'm
need to check it
you.
Out.
Please do. Please do.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
need to check it out.
We have the Blue Brothers.
All right.
Center Stage at Bay West will host the 30th anniversary production
okay.
of the Oliver and Vita Award winning production, the Blue Brothers. Showtimes, please take notes or schedule or whatever.
Yeah.
It's... on the 9th of May, which is Friday, this coming Friday, at 7:30, 19:30.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, on the 10th of May, at Martini Show, at 3 p.m.
Ooh.
The tickets are 220 rands.
All right.
The dates, once again, it's the 9th of May and the 10th of May.
Ooh. And then what do we have planned for Mother's Day? Because I want to plan for my mother.
We always have Ibai Fiesta.
Does it care? My mother's birthday is literally on Mother's Day.
Oh, Oh, that's nice.
I have a problem on my hands.
Just to make your mom feel special.
Listen, I already bought her birthday dress, right? And I gave her some money.
Yeah, that's nice.
Mara, now I need like something else that I can do on the day.
Yeah.
I heard of Ipai Fest, ne?
Well.
Ipai Fiesta, but I don't know if I should take her there. So like, what do you think?
Let me plug you, Kesana.
What do you think?
We have Ipai Fiesta.
All right.
Let me tell you about the activities though.
All right.
The activities include
mm-hmm.
live music.
Ooh.
Brian food stores,
okay.
Local business stores, content creation zones.
In That's Dozak, for me.
Indoor Zaka.
That's for me.
Content creation zones, family friendly vibes.
So I'm going with her.
It's on Sunday, the 11th of May.
On her birthday.
The date, of course. And the time is from 9 a.m. The venue is Victoria Park,
okay.
41 Victoria Park Drive, Gabeja. Mm-hmm. And the killer box is 50 rands, which is quite cheap.
Okay, it is cheap. How much to get in?
Yeah, it's 100 rands. Not bad.
Not bad. I can go with my mother. Most.
Yes, only 200 for the both of you. Only 200 rands.
All right.
Once again, if you didn't get that, the date is on Sunday, Mother's Day, on the 11th of May. The time is from 9 a.m. The venue is Victoria Park, 41 Victoria Park Drive, Gqeberha.
All right, Mdasakai.
Gate entry is 100 rands. Your cooler box can include everything. It's
definitely
only 50 rands.
Exactly.
Please, don't miss out.
Opportunities like this aren't that many.
They come once in a while.
They do come once in a while.
But this Mother's Day event looks interesting.
Mm.
I so wish my mom was here as well.
Mm.
It's interesting.
It is very interesting.
Luckily, we are not moms, though.
But you know what?
Moms.
I would like someone to say Happy Mother's Day to me.
Hi, mommy.
And just like get me flowers.
Hi, mommy. So you want a kid? Are you sugarcoating this? Do you want a kid, Mivs?
Do I want a kid? Guys, let me get the degree first.
Don't you want to be 21 with no kids? I'm 94 to 21 with no kids.
Okay.
I definitely want to be 21 with no kids.
But listen, I've seen a lot of TikTok videos.
Yeah.
Where like the children just look really cute and beautiful, and I'm just like, should I reconsider?
Do you know Rustin?
Who?
Rustin. There's a baby on TikTok called Rustin. Her mom
I haven't
is
seen him.
Eddie McCracken.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you real quick. The cutest baby I've ever
seen.
Neither. What's your favorite baby on TikTok though?
My favorite baby. Chomi, I don't look at the name, ne? But there's this one baby that consistently shows up on my For You page. And he's just got the biggest eyes and cutest. Oh my goodness. Guys, babies.
They're cute, but they're expensive.
Very expensive. In this economy. We just complained about
vet. You?
I'm just okay, yeah.
And bringing a baby.
It's scary.
Exactly. So
why would you
bring a baby ungenando?
Chonga, like, I was looking at the price of nappies. I cried in that alley.
You see?
Because it's like...
This is Rustin, my baby.
Okay. Blonde hair.
Yeah, blonde hair.
Blue eyes. Oh my goodness.
He's the cutest baby on the internet.
Oh, he's so cute.
And he's grown now. These are old videos.
Mm-hmm.
He's grown. He speaks. He knows how to articulate him. I think he's only 3.
Wow.
He articulates himself very well.
That's what I want for my baby as well.
Same.
Definitely. Same. Like, guys, I want the cutest baby.
Same. But we're not saying we want them now.
Not now, yeah.
In the future.
Exactly.
We want the cutest babies. Mm-hmm.
And I think I want a chubby one. Like, you see how Nicki Minaj's baby was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's
yes.
so chubby I'm and cute. You.
He's adorable. Papa Bear. I love him.
I love him too.
I definitely love
Such
him.
Such a cute baby boy.
What are you doing this Mother's Day?
I'll definitely be busy with assignments.
Oh my goodness, girl.
What else?
I wish I could give you a hug right now.
I'd love to be out there now.
Mm.
Just be out there.
Exactly.
And celebrate. Even though I'm not celebrating with my mom, just to celebrate it. But I guess we'll celebrate on a video call.
Exactly.
It counts for something.
It counts for something, definitely.
Yeah.
Wear a nice dress. Take pictures, send to your mom.
Yeah.
You know?
Smell nice.
I like that vibe. I'm definitely taking my mom to the fiesta.
Please do.
Oh, come on, I'm like, yeah.
Please do, because there are a lot of activities there.
It's a student-friendly price.
And the budget is fine.
Exactly.
Just a small anyana budget.
What other plugs can we give Ekobeg? Okay, I heard of you first Thursday.
First Thursday.
I didn't go, unfortunately.
There's something called Soft Life Sundays.
Oh, I haven't heard of that one.
Ah, that's a premium event.
I haven't heard of that one. I'm telling you.
It's a premium event. I've never been there, but I always see it on TikTok.
Mm.
It's called Soft Life Sundays. They usually hold it, I think, on the last Sunday of the month.
Okay. So there's a first Thursday, there's a last Sunday, there's a last Tuesday.
Yes.
All right.
They call your celebrities, your DJs. I think on the last one, they had Usain Buji, Jelik, and Uyanda Hlengabezo, the Big Brother contestant.
All right.
So they usually hold it in and again. Kwachifno.
Oh.
Now the thing is, it's a lokshin linda.
You and can't be a beginner.
GQ. And we know GQ.
Shucks.
We know. And do you know that GQ is rated the highest, one of the places that have the highest crime rate?
I saw them, does a guy.
No. It's GQ, Cape Town. I don't know the third one, but it was on the news last month.
No.
They said GQ is the most dangerous place up in South Africa. Imagine, it's recognized in the whole country. Go to Upper Eastern Cape, Igqeberha is the most dangerous place.
I saw them, does a guy.
Siyamba pambil.
That's why most of them were like, if you think Kwebeha is a friendly city, well,
it's a bone. It's a
run away.
Please run away.
Shucks.
It's definitely not a safe place, but the events are popping. So there's the Soft Life Sundays.
Yeah.
There's the Trucker Tuesdays.
I've heard of those ones.
Yeah, they usually host it on the last Tuesday of the month at the gallery.
On
there's
produce.
Also, on Wednesdays at Finis,
all right,
they invite a celebrity DJ.
Okay.
Last week, I was there. There was a Sticks. Such an event. Such a mess of event.
I'm going to cry.
He played Otabela by him and Babala M. I was vibing.
Guys, I want to cry now because I didn't
vibing,
go.
Man. It was nice. The people were cool. Great. Great vibes. Great people, man.
Kwebeha is a wonderful
there's
place
also
for these
Iza
activities.
Wednesdays. I'm not sure of what they do at Iza, but there's Iza Wednesdays.
All right.
It's all fun. Yeah, just nice people and nice vibes, man. There's also, let's see, Banana Beach Wednesdays.
Ooh.
You have to see the special for yourself. I cannot voice it out now.
Yeah.
So if you're in PE, do go to Banana Beach on Wednesday just before 8 p.m. You know what they do. Uzazibonela uba kwenzwani pha. I don't want to say it.
Okay.
But everything is about Wednesday. Wednesday.
Why are all of these things happening during the week?
Because during the week, we are students.
Exactly my
point. We are students.
Why not like a Saturday something?
At least last week, it was a public holiday on Thursday.
Yes.
Hence, I also went there. But why don't they, like Friday night?
Exactly, Saturday.
Oh, talking about Friday nights.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact date of this one, but they usually host Lekompo Fridays.
Ooh.
Lekompo what. So if you're from Limpopo or you love Lekompo, you can go to that event. They usually host it at North End and other places. So I have a lot of plugs for you guys.
What if I wanna, you know, date outside the tribe now? What if Mufunumuntu was selling bozi?
I'd recommend that.
Mm.
But do make sure that on public holidays or long weekends, we are mazba upi because they have a stunt.
Yeah.
So if you have a Limpopo man, a Venda man, a Tsonga man, the big three, make sure you know where he is on long weekends. Otherwise, uzabanga umamncane.
So bonke mos nje.
Yeah.
Kuyabheda.
But I love me some.
Somewhat.
I love me some Zulu man with power.
I'm just like, ooh, yebo baba.
Yebo baba. Not Mseleku though.
Ay, ay, ay.
Not Mseleku though. Any other Zulu man out there, but definitely not Mseleku. I'll pass. Thank you.
I'm just like, you know, it's nice to see them on like movies and stuff. Like, ubabu gale kushaka ilembe, and they're giving her. You know, they're giving her. And then, which other show have I been watching? The one where they're twins.
Itonga. That is Itonga.
Le inobonko mtasekaya.
If you haven't watched it, please do go tune in.
Go watch
Zanti Magic 161. every day, 8:30, Itonga.
Exactly. Mzasekhaya, he's so gorgeous. Oh my goodness. Jongubanele.
Commands,
exactly. Manje uyibona kwi movie ikr inayisi ingathi, you know, rrr. And then in real life it's just like
In real life it's giving umseleko. Yes. I thought
you
don't want umseleko.
Yes, and they just, I don't know, they wear the flimsiest stuff and it's just like, wow.
But yebo baba. Yeah,
when Sati Saubona Mama just melt as a puddle.
You know what?
Melt as a puddle.
You know what?
I'm just like, Utana, don't go.
I love the aura. I love how commanding they are.
Okay, I get you.
Yeah, I love how commanding. I'm very stubborn.
Same.
So I like to be commanded. Oh. Let's debate.
Oh my goodness.
I love it. They command, they have the aura, they know how to speak. They something that South African men don't do. They know how to court.
Mm.
Out of all the South African men we have, there are no men that court like Zulu men.
All right.
For instance, I'm not bashing my fellow Xhosa Jans. I'm not bashing them. Listen to me. I'm not bashing them. It's just that they don't court.
Some
they
of
don't
them.
Court. That's the thing.
Let's say some of them, because
let's say 95% of them don't court.
My sister, my hobby is la 5%.
La 5%. Let's say la 5% does court, and the 95% doesn't.
Shucks.
But I for one, I think my husband is a Zulu man, and he's out there.
Shucks.
He's definitely out there.
Mina, I have no idea what tribe he is because he gapet ansh. Xhosa gapet. KwaZulu gapet. Hey.
And at some point, we cannot trust men like that.
Exactly.
Because we know what they are capable of.
Yo, mtaseka, yeah.
We are very much aware of the killings. We are very much aware of the GBV.
Exactly. So it's just like, let me get my degree, get my bag, get my money. And then we'll see.
Even being in a relationship, I think it's quite scary these days because you don't know what to expect.
Exactly.
A person can represent this version of them to you. Meanwhile, behind closed doors, they are not like that.
Exactly.
They are not like that.
So scary, does it go?
You can never be too serious with any individual, though. I don't want to say men only, even with women. I don't want to dwell on it much, but you can never be too sure.
You can never be too sure. There's a lot of jealousy going on. It's scary. Yeah. Oh my goodness. You are under the guy.
Everything.
What would you say is the best thing to do when picking out a partner? Like to make sure, this one, he might actually be the one.
Man, I don't want to meet his friends.
You and
I
me.
I don't want to meet his
you
friends.
You and me. We are the same person.
I don't want to meet his friends because obviously, they'll make him look like the greatest man that I've ever met. So I'd say sit down with a person. And for instance, for a first date, I believe that I don't want to go to fine dining. Because panas is abe ngoko se serious. We're too stiff. We're not comfortable.
I get you.
I just want us to go to the beach. For a first date, I'd love to go to the beach or go to arcade games or a movie where we'll be comfortable to talk and talk about a lot of things. Because we're dating ngoko se chongen. I don't even know you. Yeah. But you're not staring into my soul.
Oh my goodness.
I don't like that.
Shucks.
I don't like that. Let's just go to something that will make the both of us comfortable.
Yeah.
And express ourselves in whatever way that we want to express it. And then we take it from there.
I get you.
You see the person. Oh, another question that I have. Ne?
Okay.
I watched yesterday, Umakoti, Are You the One?
All right. Has the first episode gone out?
I'm already on episode 6.
What?
Yesterday I was watching episode 6. In fact, I was catch-upping.
Mind you, I need to catch up.
You need to catch up, ma'am.
All right.
You need to catch up. So if you don't know, Makoti, Are You the One? Makoti, Are You the One is an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Partners go there.
Yeah.
Maybe they can be like 6 couples or 5.
Mm-hmm.
You go there with your potential wife.
All right.
Payana, your wife, or let me rather say your potential wife, will be placed with your family. So she can evaluate or maybe get to see how you guys live.
All right.
And she'll be able to handle everything that happens in that household.
Is this a new season now?
Yeah, it's a new season.
Okay, I remember watching one season a while back. And
yeah, I think we're on the third season now. Okay. If I'm not lying. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, we are ambayo hlala kowenu.
Okay.
Ebukweni bakhe.
Okay.
So there, they get to show her around the house, the chores and everything, get to bond with the mother-in-law and any other person that is in the household.
All right.
So they live there for 21 days.
Mm.
You leave your wife, you don't live there. Wena ezumyeni, you don't live there.
Okay.
Uvelushi enje umfazi wakho in your home, homestead.
Manje ngi lonely.
Yes, you are lonely, girl.
All right.
You're staying with these people that you don't know.
Okay.
Maybe you never even met them. So you stay there for 21 days.
Okay.
And you wake up. You do the godly duties overall. You wake up at 6.
When's it
prepare breakfast. Yeah, clean and do the laundry and
uniform
everything.
Uniform, all right. Everything. Yes.
So do you believe that, if it was up to you, in your opinion, I want to ask.
Okay.
Do you think before you get married, should you live with your partner, nikipite, or should you just get married?
Let's just get married. Thank you.
Hi, Bo.
Yes, that is my opinion.
You just want to get married.
Let's just get married.
But you don't know the person's traits, though.
I get
you. So, who go to game
I get you, but like, me nane.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's mostly influenced by my religion, but on my side, it's like, just get married.
Yeah.
Let's not live in the same house, please. And then if you're a big snorer, I'm sorry.
I think for me, we should live together first. Sikipite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that is what it is. Sikipite, maybe for a few weeks or a month.
Okay.
And then we can consider getting married.
And then send him chat.
Yes. Just to know what I'm getting myself into. Imagine Goku. Everywhere, and I'm not like that. So I want to see myself, but this is how he lives. How he sleeps.
Yeah.
This is how he is in his comfort zone. Let me run.
But maybe after we fiance. After ungu fiance.
I want to run. Kwango kukse eli run sima run
sana. But I think another hack is to ask the siblings. If ke ukagana sibling, yabona ke siya beta.
For me, I don't have siblings.
Shucks.
I don't have siblings.
Who's he gonna ask now?
Exactly, who are you going to ask?
Shucks.
And we don't believe in asking friends. So I'm going to ask in my case.
Oh, I'm Dazakai. We had a very good time here.
That was conducive. That was interesting.
It was very interesting. A lot of conversations. Musa, side eye.
Side eye. And that is my highlight of the day, Ndoka Musa.
It
startles me, Ndoka Musa.
Definitely. Retabile, sita congratulations.
Kudos to you, ma'am.
I hope her mobile kitchen goes well.
And South African celebrities, consider getting Nigerian tailors.
Yes,
definitely. As fun tete lendo kwa kona.
Next year, MMAs, sifuna kotuka, sita ha ha.
Please.
So scary.
Please.
Exactly.
Who knows? Mtame kuzabe kupresenta tena pa.
Chonga kaloku needs to be the case.
Who knows? We'll be there.
We are excited. Doesn't it? Okay.
Definitely excitement.
What a good episode.
I love this episode.
We did such a good job. Oh my goodness.
I'm proud
chemistry.
Of us. I'm proud of
it's
us.
Teeny.
It's chemistry.
I'm just okay.
Did
you
catch us
episode?
On the next episode, man? Yeah.
Who has it been?
If you wanna hear more of Umiv's The Lady with the Good Hair.
Hi, Umiv, were you here?
Yes.
Ooh.
The one and only. Do catch us on the next episode of Madiba's podcast.
Ooh.
Where we connect, inform, and engage. See you on the next one.
Yeah, what up, man? It's super nice to see you right now. You're tuned in to the Deepest Radio. Don't change that dial.
You're listening to the Deepest Radio, opening up the waves for you to be heard. Oh, yeah.